This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella like to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
What? I know! Listen to this. I'm so excited because you're listening to the only Drag Race podcast available on the entire interweb, yeah? And I'm not talking about the web, Miss Spider Spun. I'm talking about the internet highway. I'm so excited to have our friends here. Okay, fun fact. This is the first podcast I've done in person. Since right. The beginning of the whole pandemic.
Right.
And I am here with my roommates, my best friends.
Wait, are you American, Mono?
Wait, I thought you were
just
Australian.
An actor.
Oh my.
Got you.
Whoa, got we've been you. Had.
That's not an accent. This is an accent. Listen, hey, welcome to Drag Her. We're having such a good time. I can't believe it. This is the first podcast in person.
Right.
I've done in a second.
Yes.
Certainly for Drag Her. Betsy Sodaro, Gilly Nassim.
Hello.
If you don't know them, perfect comedians in every way.
Every way.
Every damn way.
Every
tip
way.
To taint. Perfect comedian.
Have you guys been practicing your Aussie accent, as I was corrected? It's Aussie with a Z.
No, Aussie.
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 You mean Aussie.
Sharon.
Aussie, they cancelled me.
Sharon, you said bad things, Sharon.
It was a joke, Aussie.
Sharon, you're not funny.
I'm just one of their 50 dogs.
Yeah.
Wilma,
stinkers.
Doing podcasts in person means that now you're surrounded by a dog that isn't yours while you record.
Right?
No. How does that feel?
It's great. We have a freaking dog here. I'm so excited. Being in person, what a treat. We're all vaccinated. It doesn't, mm-hmm. not that our listeners needed to know that, but
it makes them feel. We got the shots.
It makes me almost want to get one of those stupid t-shirts that says vaccinated, not Republican.
What?
Have you seen these?
Oh.
We have to label ourselves. Well, now.
It's that thing now where it's like, how do we know? Like, how do you know?
If somebody's vaccinated or just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I feel like if people talk to us for 2 seconds, they'll know we're not Republicans.
Right.
So that's...
Right.
I guess a little bit excessive.
There's always fun surprises. You never know.
You never know.
It's shocking out there.
You never know.
There's a lot of child stars who are creepy Republicans, like Scott Baio.
Oh.
Ricky Schroeder is now in the news.
Because
he was trying to go into the Costco, I think, here in Los Feliz, and he recorded the person being like, "You can't come in here."
Without a mask.
Oh, I can't come in here.
I'm Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah. Oh, and he was wearing a fucking Blue Lives Matter hat.
He was.
Thank God you were cut from Back to the Future, you dick.
Isn't it funny that if you believe one bad thing?
Or is it Eric Stoltz? It's an entirely different person.
Yeah. I don't even know who Ricky Schroeder fucking is. Wait, who is Ricky Schroeder?
What was he in? 21 Jump Street, maybe?
Silver Spoons.
No, that's Richard Grieco.
Let's see.
I think Silver Spoons or something like that.
Yes.
Stuff that was before our time for sure, but it's in the ether.
Super gross, if you ask me.
I guess,
Bummer,
we shouldn't rely on celebrities to be leaders or,
No.
Smart or...
Always the opposite.
Right.
Yeah, always the opposite.
Always the opposite.
It's very funny.
Hey, y'all, how are y'all enjoying Drag Race Down Under?
I'm having a blast.
Yeah, yeah, same. I am just now, episode 3, feel like I'm starting to recognize which queen is right. which.
Yeah.
It's so especially hard, I guess, a lack of diversity really, really makes that. Yeah.
My God.
My good God. Mm-hmm. But maybe that happens every single season. Like, it's a weird, like, twilight in the beginning where you're right. like, oh, you're I don't like, care about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, this episode I felt too of like, oh, I think I'm figuring out more and more of who's who.
Yeah. Who's standing out. I feel like Maxie Shields, I've never laid eyes on that person before in my life.
I really like her.
I love her. She's now a favorite.
Yeah, she's a favorite for me. I am ready for her to see her like just go harder.
Me too. I'm hoping like, after this episode. Like, and they're like being like, hey, push it. Like, you're holding yourself back. I hope she fucking goes nutty.
Cause she could do anything. I feel like she's, she has like such an asset of just like being a big, just being her own weird person. And like, even like the floor bit, which we'll talk about, like, weren't they like, you could have done that bigger
yes.
the whole time, even.
Yes.
The whole time.
I didn't, Michelle's critique was that she stayed on the floor. That's hilarious, but do more with being on the floor. Like roll around. Make it bigger. Her advice too of being like, you don't always have to be the funny one. I love the sentiment behind it, but I think that's the worst advice anyone's ever given a funny person.
Right.
Like she, if she.
If that's what's comfortable, then do it.
And also be beautiful and also be talented. Yeah. You don't have to like move one aside to be the other.
Right. I'm going to say something controversial.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm crazy. Do you guys feel like RuPaul is just like a little less invested in this cast?
Interesting.
Whoa.
I felt like she was just a little bit like, okay, let's go. Elektra, what's up? Like, for me, I felt like there was just moments where she was more like, okay, let's go. Like, even when Elektra's like, yeah, and Coco, she's like, yeah, you shouldn't have sang. Okay, moving on. Let's talk to Elektra.
Wow.
Interesting. I think you're maybe right. So I'm going to just say, like, Wilma, no. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Just that was... I just tried to unsuccessfully slip a reprimand to the
dog. Remember when RuPaul kept saying, Wilma, stop eating your bed.
It's like that moment where you're like, you're a good girl, no sit. You know? Like,
right.
I feel like that's what RuPaul was trying to say.
That might have been the thing where she was just like, I'm going to show you how I run my workroom by saying, nuff, nuff. Nuff, nuff.
I just feel like you might be right, but this episode, she did have some nuggets. Like what she was saying about ketamine. Like she had like nuggets.
She did.
Today.
She did. I mean, she called ketamine. She's, I couldn't tell if this was a read or not, where she was like, you're very cross-dressery to ketamine.
Yeah,
but I think ketamine.
Ketamine.
Ketamine loved it. Like, it felt like Rue knew saying that to her would be fine, or you know, ketamine, like really
Babe.
Lost it.
Bondi,
baby Bondi.
I don't know if we've talked about Babe and Bondi yet.
Oh, you must.
Right.
I wish Babe and Bondi were on this season.
They should be guest judges.
Just two vile bitches. They're drag queens, you know,
absolutely.
Bio queens.
Yes.
Putting portraits of yourself up in your own Airbnb.
Yes.
This way. I mean, they could do the design the hotel thing. They've kind of done that in the past.
They have done a design a hotel.
That's always the weirdest one to me of just like, I guess drag queens make sets and stuff, but it's like, do you have to open a resort now if you're a drag queen?
Yes.
It's always a little very detached.
Yeah.
Something about it like doesn't perfectly work.
Yeah, because they're also like, but be funny and have a script and rehearse. Uh-huh. Where it's just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, which thing?
Also, here's the shit, like, here's some shitty stuff we're going to give you to make a hotel look nice. And it's just like, this stuff's not awesome.
Yeah, and then I was like, I don't know. It's just something about the alien babies. Like, I wouldn't go to that club. I wouldn't go to a club with aliens. Like,
I don't think I'd ever go to a club with aliens.
Okay, and also, yes, you fucking would.
Yeah, you would.
We all would.
Why are you lying?
I think that's the one they liked. Whatever. They pick the most arbitrary shit to be into or not.
100%. And they give you like the IKEA college dorm section. Yes. To outfit. Yes. Like everything's made of rattan.
Yeah.
It's like, make something pop. I cannot.
How did you feel, y'all, about our lovely gal going home, Art Simone, last week?
And
she had that gut-wrenching moment where they were like, you made it to the show. And she was like, that means nothing.
That made me so sad.
That was sad.
And when we were watching, we were like, imagine if like one of us did something as incredible as get on a Drag Race or any show, whatever, and then like getting sent home and being like, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not proud of you. That's so sad.
When they're
so
like, sad. I let my hometown down.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like
what if we let Los Angeles down? That is
Oh my God.
A lot of pressure. Like, who is whispering in their ear that they're like, you best come home with a crown?
Like, my family and my hometown. Like, that's so sad.
It must be that weird thing where it's like, I'm trying to pump you up. Like to do better, but it's to me, it would make me panic.
But it's not serious. Like if someone were to say like, do Chicago proud. It doesn't mean if you don't win, you've shamed Chicago.
All of Chicago is so sad now.
It's bananas.
Because your Bindi Irwin wasn't really that great.
I mean, that could have been really funny.
Keep getting bit and getting sick from all those bites. Is that what was on her face? Bites?
I wasn't sure if it was bites or poop.
Bugs? Or was it
like
poop?
Like some sort of poop?
I thought it was like scratches. I wish it was poop. It was poop. She would have done better.
That's very funny.
Because that's funny, just covered in shit.
Yeah.
She's also someone who will be on like the cover of a tabloid at the supermarket in the U.S. Like I'm kind of aware of Bindi Irwin
for
a long time, but it sounds like she's like a big, big star.
Yeah.
I wonder what the equivalent, like, I feel like she's like, maybe like a Misha Barton, someone who we're like, we just won't let you go.
A little bit of celebrity royalty tragic. Too, right?
Of course. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Irwin family.
But people are rooting for her for sure.
Yeah.
Bindi!
I wanted Art to stay longer.
Bindi. The other queen's reaction.
They were blown away.
So it's like, oh, she must be a really great queen locally or just like, but we didn't really
see
that.
And maybe that's where like, I've let my town, like, that's where it's coming from, where it's like, oh, I'm huge here, maybe. And that pressure's got to be crazy.
It's like if there was a fart competition and we knew Mono was off shooting this fart competition and then suddenly he's home in a week.
I would actually be very upset.
My jaw would fall off.
Off.
Hey,
Mono's
you made it to the
can
fart.
Can blow out a candle.
And then someone
says,
"But
like a big candle,
yeah, my farts are disgusting.
The kind with three wicks,
the three wick candles, where it's like 127 hours worth of burning.
Yeah. I have ruined like 6-year-olds' birthday parties because I farted out their candles.
Just their wishes could never come true.
And then they pulled my hair out. And then someone at the fart competition was like, "You made it here," and I was like, "That means nothing."
Oh, I know. That's so sad.
I wanted to do a lot better at the fart competition.
And everyone expected you to.
I know.
Because you're so good at it.
Can I tell you guys a rumor I heard that I don't know if it's true at all?
Ooh.
But some fans and people emailed or like messaged me saying they had to refilm Snatch Game.
Wait, what?
That's what someone, I mean, if it's wrong, please tell me. But someone was like, yeah, they had to refilm Snatch Game.
I wonder why.
The footage got corrupted.
Someone didn't hit record.
Yeah.
Didn't take the cap off the camera.
I don't know. That's why some people were saying like it was particularly like phoned in because like, that's what someone was saying to me. They're like, yeah,
how
I was like so
wild.
Phoned in. And that's why you can see like Art's like already given up like in that performance because she like knew she like already hadn't done well. I'm so confused.
Snatch Game is also just one where people sink or swim so
it
hard.
Truly
so it's
like,
oh, that's great. To have to sink twice.
To have to sink twice. Yipes.
That's
especially
hard if you, because clearly Anita wrote jokes. Like there's everyone knows that.
You need to do.
It's a crime that people don't have that ready to go. But to have to deliver, if you're like, I was ready. to have to say those all a second time or to try to like make it fresh new
or when whatever.
You yeah, that's yeah. That would be fucking nuts, but it worked for her.
It worked.
I need to wiggle it.
Wait, can I hear both of your Jennifer Coolidges?
Oh my God. I thought that was pretty fun. Like,
it
sounded
was not terrible.
We both like soup. We could talk or not talk for hours and always find something to not talk about.
One of the best.
She's a queen.
Okay.
I'm taking the dog.
Whoa! Whoa, that was spooky. Good. That was spooky.
That was real. Oh,
you're back. Really?
What? Sorry, what just happened? Where did I go?
You went to Coolidge Town.
I was in a like pretty nice house in the hills.
Yes.
In the middle of eating out Jane Lynch. Now I'm here wrong, again.
You're back.
That would be cool. I don't know. If, you know, I don't know.
I have no. I don't love that.
No,
just casually.
She rules so hard.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of this episode, there's this really funny, crazy story where Coco's like, I was at a party and the manager's wife came up to me and said, you are nothing compared to Art.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird? Strange
that's
of that
the
lady
definition
to
of
do that.
So strange.
Yes.
The only way it would make sense is if Coco punched her and said, how am I compared to Art?
Yes.
And then that was her response. But otherwise, that lady sucks.
That lady's really a sucky person. Problem.
That's how you talk to people?
Yeah, geez. to people that you've hired.
Right.
To like entertain you.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
Do you think, I mean, is, okay, how do we feel about the ongoing conversation of like, oh, like there's a kind of a different way people talk to each other down under. Like it's a little more direct.
Uh-huh. Oh.
There's more shit talking.
I think that that's dead true. I think there's a lot of places where people are more blunt.
Right.
And like we became culturally sensitive to it. Who knows how long ago. But I also think that it's not okay to be mean. Like
this anecdote just by itself. Yeah. Just mean.
Yeah. This is bad. I'm like holding back from saying, I like hung out with a lot of Australians. Mm-hmm. I don't want to generalize. Cause just hanging out with a group of people from a country,
sure.
But like they were just being very blunt about like certain races and it felt very racist. But like No one wanted to participate in what they were saying.
Totally.
And we had to like tell them like, this is really messed up.
Yeah.
But it's that thing where it's like, if it's your culture and everyone gets to do it, is it okay? Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
You
grow up where it's like, yeah, we're very blunt.
Yeah.
You don't even get the chance of another. Yeah.
But clearly Coco found that to be crazy as well. So it's not like she just like laughed it off. It stuck with her for years and came back on a television show. So it's like.
Totally.
That's not normal Australian meanness, maybe.
That's just mean. Yeah. In general, mean.
I'm going to say this and then we have to move on. But obviously, just so y'all know, and because once again, listeners are like, talk about this. There is stuff coming up from a lot of the Queen's pasts that involve portraying people of different ethnicities, to put it lightly.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a fucking bummer. I hate it. Because it's also like, I don't know how to make it have a like a lighthearted take on that. Like I won't. I'm just gonna say it fucking sucks. It's trash.
It doesn't translate.
And I hope these individuals learn from it and like actually atone in some meaningful way. But yes, a couple of the queens on the current cast that are still on the show have a past of very bad theatrical choices, let's
Whoa.
Say.
Well, I mean, freaking their export of like Summer Heights High and that kind of
that.
You know,
yes.
It's not, I don't know. Ay, ay, ay.
I know.
Yeah. Yikes, man. Oy vey. That's a big old bummer, dude.
Terrible.
Yeah, I want to like know who it is now so that we don't continue to like have a love story as, you know. Like,
I mean, that's why it's fucked.
Dang.
Shit, man.
It's a little fucked. It's a little fucked.
If it's Maxi Shield, I'm jumping off a bridge.
Oh, God.
I don't think it is.
Whoa!
Yay!
My queen!
There's just something about her that makes me just smile.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Out of drag, just she so looks sweet. Like my mom's friend Nurit, which I find very comforting.
Yes.
And she just looks like a old lady.
Yeah, just like
who you just know and love.
The best auntie.
Yes.
She also, some people also reach out to me and were like, what she was doing was very accurate to the character. And I was like, great. Didn't know much about the character she was portraying on Snatch Game.
Right.
Great.
Oh, how do Rue and Michelle know, with you, Kate, too.
I don't know if they did.
I know. They like speak so confidently about these like very like UK specific, or Australia things. Yeah. That's like, I don't think it made it across the pond.
Right. Yeah. Michelle really loves to say she knows everything about the UK, but down yonder.
Dominda. Now that's another story.
That's another. I know Rue's partner is like from somewhere in the down under. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
So I'm sure she has some exposure.
That'll give you some bits here.
Some exposure.
Some exposure.
Why did they have helium? How did they get helium? And they were just sucking on helium balloons at the beginning of the episode. Did y'all see that?
Wait, what?
No. What are you talking about, Mono?
They were sucking on helium balloons before the mini challenge.
Well, they had balloons for their titties, maybe, for the slow-mo?
Yeah, one had titty balloons.
The first one
had
big titty balloons.
They should have had to say something with helium voices or something.
What they did, like, really quickly.
Betsy and
Wait,
I...
how did we
it happened
not
so
it.
Quick.
It happened so quick.
Well, what'd y'all think of the quick drag, quick lifeguard drag thing?
Really? I laughed a bunch. Yes. I thought everybody did great. I was laughing so hard.
Yes.
Dude, Maxi Hot Sand?
Hot Sand? I just was like, I wanted to see more in the edit. I'm sure she said more. Hot Sand
hot
is hilarious.
Hot Sand is so funny.
Hot Sand is so funny. And also, why didn't we see that in slow-mo? I want to see like in full slow-mo.
Yeah.
Also, who was it whose tits immediately jiggled out?
I think Scarlett
and et cetera, are very difficult for me to tell apart at this point.
Right.
I'm sure we'll get there. But when her at the end of it, she had big lip marks on the tits. And I think it's because they came back up and smacked her in the mouth. And that is the funniest thing in the world. Big tits that smash your own face.
It's so funny.
Loved it.
That made me laugh immediately. Because she comes out with one tit out, which is already funny.
Already great.
And then as soon as Rue was like, goes, just flopping. Very funny.
Big
sunburnt titties was funny.
Sunburnt
titties.
I think
that was Electra.
Yeah.
A lot of bush humor.
Oh, yeah, bush humor.
A lot of bush humor, which is like, I mean,
we've seen it.
Birthright. In the bush.
In the All bush right. is their birthright. No, I mean, we saw that and I was like, it's just, it does have diminishing returns. Because after one person does it, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it.
I loved it though. We were like, who lost? I don't know who won. Nobody lost it.
Like Anita Wiggle it, be that like old lady.
Big choice.
Cigarette, huge choice. Funny. And it
very
was so
funny. Karen looked like,
Karen looked so funny.
Like Cynthia. Angelica's doll?
Yes!
Oh, you my know? God, yes!
It's like,
with more hair. Just with, a little more
yeah,
hair.
Just a little more hair. Exactly. Yeah,
yeah I really enjoy it. It made me laugh. And it's just funny forcing people to do slow-mo.
Yeah. Did you hear, was there a fart sound effect inserted here somewhere?
Mono, helium and fart?
I swear, at one point, Kida, like, it could have been her latex or something, but there was like a fart thing that was either a real fart or they just like pumped up the sound. So it was
this was just what? You winning the fart competition from home. You're practicing for next year. All Stars.
Second. Oh, you think I'll make it to All Stars?
I think you'll make it to All Stars.
Can we take a moment? The pit crew was very exciting to me. I thought those two guys.
So
hunky.
Cute.
Hunky.
Hunky.
Hunky Dory.
Hunk.
I don't know if we've. We need more pit crew, period. We need to incorporate them more.
I'm down,
absolutely.
Man.
Like, I think there needs to be a challenge where they're like, okay, your challenge is you and one pit crew boy are going to do a commercial together.
Fun.
And you have to figure out how to make him funny.
Wow. That would be fun.
That would be very fun. You have to, when he speaks, you have to make it seem totally natural.
Yeah.
I just had an image and this isn't very nice, but because someone had said that RuPaul was maybe wearing a lot of like scarves and hats for that minute because perhaps there was some work done, which we applaud and celebrate, and it's anyone's right to do it. I can't remember. Maybe I can't remember who said it. So it's like through the ether.
Totally. Yeah, who knows?
What if instead of getting work done, RuPaul just hires a pit crew to pull her face back?
And just follow her everywhere she goes.
Just a couple like gorgeous men just like keeping it snatched.
That would make me happy. Hippie.
A bag fell in the kitchen.
Oh my God.
Soy
hippie.
Oh
my God.
Wait, can everyone give me their best Drag Race down under and in a down under dialect?
You want us to say Drag Race Down Under and Down Under?
Yeah.
You got it. Drag Race Down Under. Down Under.
Down Under. Okay, good.
Drag Race.
Okay.
That was good.
My best Australian accent is Cartoon Goose. The sound of a cartoon.
Yeah, Bondi.
Drag Race Down Under.
That's good.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. It sounds just like a cartoon goose would.
It totally does, but that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's
let's hear it.
Okay, I'll try mine. Drag Race Down Under.
Ooh, you're like the bad guy in The Rescuers Down Under.
100%. That's what
I was
going for.
Why does that guy want that egg so bad?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That lizard wants to eat that egg.
And that's the guy who owns the lizard.
Dude.
Whoa. Oh. There's nothing funnier, Mono, than you hosting a podcast doing an accent that is your world-renowned worst accent. It's like a years-long bit that Mono cannot do an Australian
paid
accent.
Off.
Finally, really it's happening.
Did. It's finally happening. I will say, if someone pays me enough, I'll do the whole episode.
Hell yeah, dude.
We got to figure out like a fundraiser or something.
I'm in. Yeah. I'll help get that money.
And I'll do the entire episode.
The whole episode?
In my best Australian accent.
He's gonna piss out.
Yeah, you should know Mono's neck was straining really hard.
My neck is like becoming a cobra. Like, I was straining so hard.
That's the secret. You gotta become a cobra in order to have the good Australian accent.
Yeah.
Got a big snake down there.
I think every word that you slip, you have to like donate extra to charity or like you have to put your head in a bucket or something.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
What did y'all think of this rehearsal stuff? We watch a lot of Drag Race in this house. We've seen every rehearsal montage they've thrown at us. What do we think of the one where they have to sing and Michelle's like, that's not very good.
She was dishing the one-liner.
She was having fun. She was really cracking me up.
Yeah.
Just ripping through them. I was enjoying it.
Yeah. Even it was fun. Like it started with Karen from Finance meet, was it Megan from AV? That was cool.
That's fun. Like, I don't know. It seemed positive. Like, even the parts where it's like, oh, you do not know how to follow a beat or whatever. It was still like Michelle was having fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was still fun. Who would you put on your team? Obviously, everyone's great. But, like, first of all, hard to remember everyone's name perfectly. Right. But here, I'll remind us. Okay, we have Elektra, Scarlett, Kitta, Anita, Maxie, Coco, et cetera, et cetera. And who am I forgetting? Karen is who I'm forgetting.
Karen.
No one thinks of her as just Karen, I feel like.
Right.
It's the whole thing.
Karen from
I
Finance.
Would put Anita on my team.
Absolutely.
Hilarious.
I thought she had really funny lyrics. I'm so sick of, sick is the wrong word because I'll watch it 10,000 more times, but the snatch the crown, like I'm here for the crown.
Yeah, we've
line
done it.
Is,
crown, crown, it's, crown.
We've done it to
I'm
a point
crown,
where I'm like,
crown.
Just say like the crown is mine, you know?
Change it up just a little bit.
Give it a little something. We need a new terminology.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like every late 90s dance song has a on the ground. Here we are. We're getting down on the dance floor. Down. Like it's exactly like that of just every single song has a rap break where they say it's time to get down on the ground.
Yes.
Like, we're like, okay, we get it, man.
Yeah, we get it. We're
There's
down.
There's another way to say let's dance.
or just weirder lyrics. Just get weird. Look, as much as look, I'm not. I hate to bring up Utica, but like Wiggle to the Top.
Wiggle to the Top.
Wiggle to the
Very
top.
Memorable.
There and, we go. And this exact sentiment of like, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna snatch the crown.
Yeah, but just totally fresh.
Fresh.
Something new and funky.
Yeah, I thought Anita served something funky.
I really she was like fresh. Anita's. I thought Ketamine really brought it in the performance.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how her drag thing too is like, I mean, I guess Rue was saying, but like her drag look is like kind of scary. it's like pretty, but oh my God. Speaking of Down Under, she looks like the Rescuer's evil lady in drag.
Whoa.
She looks like the evil lady.
Oh my God, she does.
Yes.
Just a different color palette.
Right, but the eyes are always scary.
Yes.
Weird.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm gonna look her up, but we all know
something is happening.
If she didn't have her name in the confessional look, like Keita has, like it's just like a gold plate that says Keita, I wouldn't remember her yet.
Right.
It sounds so like a diss, but like that's just how I'm experiencing the show so far.
Well, it is.
Yeah,
tough.
I think that's fair.
Because I also keep thinking Elektra is Scarlet.
Yes, yes. There's some similarities there. Yeah. They're both like very tall, et cetera. And athletic.
And et cetera. And yes. We got Elektra, et cetera, Scarlet.
Same.
They all sound the same.
Same. Right. A lot of same.
Right.
And it's tough to be like, wait, who's what?
Yeah, our point is like brought home by the fact that when Coco, sorry to skip to an end moment, but Coco called her Alexis.
Yes.
Wait, really?
She called Elektra Alexis because she can't, like, it's just too soon to get everyone down to this point. It's just too soon. They literally like do similar things.
Right.
So it's just like,
ugh.
Right.
It's just hard. But we'll get there. We're figuring it out.
Okay, we're going to talk about the actual routines.
I just, one thing that hit me, wasn't it the most peaceful choreographing?
Yes. It was too peaceful.
Yeah.
Too
Elektra's
peaceful.
Team. And Karen was like, she's so good, I want her to win. Like, it was that friendly, like, very kumbaya best friends race.
It was funny that they've been so horribly mean to each other. And
I did like the fake out joke.
I loved that.
Such a diva. The other team being like, oh my God.
I bought it.
Yeah.
I bought it for sure.
I totally bought it.
We were both like, why didn't we, oh, they're going to reveal what happens in the fight.
Yeah, it must be so weird that they're like holding on to it.
It's got to be huge, dude.
It's so funny that they've been so mean to each other too. And then the Elektra moment was just the sweetest thing in the whole world. Or Elektra's like, I lost everything.
Nice. Oh my gosh.
I lost everything.
Oh,
I'm
so
guessing
sad.
Due to COVID stuff. I don't know.
I said something to Betsy and then felt really bad because I was like, I missed what happened. It's clear that bad stuff happened, but what? I thought there was a fire.
But then somebody was like, there's a fire inside of her. And I was like, they wouldn't use that.
I just want you to know that you are flooded with talent. And by the way, so sorry about the flood that took your house.
God. You are just like a lightning bolt of energy. I'm sorry you got struck by lightning.
Honestly, both of your talents are suffocating. And again, sorry you killed your baby.
So sorry you rolled on top of your baby.
It could happen to anyone.
Oh my God.
But there, I don't know, her dance studio, some dance studio thing, she can't. They were so sweet to her. And I was like, wow, this is cute. I mean, this
is
great.
It was really nice. But she took it to her head.
Took it to her head.
And she did a Beyonce.
Took it too far. We'll talk about that. Silence. I'm going to take a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But
Now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Bring back my break. Break.
Break.
Break. Break.
Pod break.
Jack it.
Jack it.
Oh, we're back. What a treat. What a damn treat. Okay, we saw the rehearsal. We did the choreo. We did all that.
Right.
Okay, the names of the groups. Can I say that I thought one group was going to be better because their name was better?
Of course.
I forgot what one of
one hose. Is 3.5 men.
Oh, uh-huh. Funny.
And then Outback Fake Hose.
So that's like Outback Steakhouse.
That's
right?
What I heard.
Only now did I get it.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was like a sequence of three words.
Got it. Outback Fake House.
Yeah, yeah. It needs that.
It needs that inflection.
Outback Fake House.
So which did you think was a better name?
Outback Fake House.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
what'd you think?
3.5 men. Well, I forgot what it was until you said it. 3.5 men is funny.
Yeah. I think, yeah, they're both funny.
Both funny. I just thought that one was a little better.
I thought because it was so delightful that they were going to have the better, Elektra's group was going to have the better choreography.
Right. Because
there was a little bit of that, like, too many cooks thing going on.
In the other one, yeah.
But it turned out that those two cooks, one had the salt, the other had the pepper.
There
it was everything we needed.
There you go. I mean, I honestly also feel like when the first group, I can't tell if it's were editing wise or period. Maybe it's, I don't know, whatever. The first group is always the better group, I feel, in a lot of these girl group challenges.
And
yes.
Definitely, yes. In UK.
And Gilly was saying, like, it sucks having to hear the song for a second time. Because we were like, I don't know, like, there's just something a little odd. And Gilly was like, I think it's because we're listening to this song again.
Yes. When do you ever, like, if your phone plays a song again, you reach for it and change it? Like, unless you're like, I'm in the mood to, like, go for this song. And
right.
Sorry, RuPaul, that song wasn't one of them.
It's not a Bing Bang Bong?
It's no. I actually did like hearing Bing Bang Bong because it's such a stupid earworm. Yeah. It's like fine to go on forever.
Yeah.
But this one was like, let me introduce us. I was like, you did four times.
Yeah.
We know you now. We have met.
We know.
Because that's like the chorus.
Yeah. But it's just, they were pretty good. It was like kind of neck and neck. So it did feel like the first group was sort of like seeded of like, this one's a little better.
Yes.
Yeah. I impressed.
I thought everybody did so good.
No one did bad at all. You know what? Okay. This is me being shady. You know what was the really crazy bad girl group challenge? Have we all seen the Canada's girl group challenge? Remember?
Yes.
Early on.
Yeah.
It's early on, Canada's, and there's like a ton of girls, and it is truly like a kindergarten like dance recital.
Oh.
Where some people are just like clapping in the back.
Oh my God, I remember
everyone's
that.
Everyone's out of sync.
Like, what the fuck is happening?
Was
dude?
The teacher standing in front showing the moves?
It is the funniest thing, like, of like, wow, they said turn the cameras on. Because I feel like sometimes they're like, no, we can't show it like this.
Well, that's why girl groups only have three, four, or five members.
Exactly.
Right.
Very, very, like, they figured something out. There's kind of a formula going
right.
there.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
It was crazy.
It was bad.
It was really bad. Like, some people did so good, and some people did just really obviously bad. Just like, when you're nervously mumbling. Like,
God, I want that.
I know.
I want more of that.
I know.
I want more sloppy.
Sloppy.
I want big sloppy season.
It's weird that they don't even remix the song. Like,
that's the thing.
Do the like reggaeton version.
Or like just edit it all together. Like where you see kind
smart.
Of.
Smart.
You see it all happening at the same time.
Smart.
And I'm just randomly putting it on in front of us so we can kind of look at it.
Yeah. Their look I thought was. I cannot claim to know anything about anything in this world, especially fashion. It's just that thing where it's like, I like this. This is nice. And they just look so cool together, even though everyone's wearing like a unique outfit.
The fact that Anita's verse has dick in it is really just delightful.
Dry ass pussy.
Yeah.
Great.
Look between my legs and you'll see my dick or something like that.
Like she's if you move my skirt or something, you'll see my dick.
She's also doing the classic Drag Race thing, which is usually a good idea, but can be tiring where you remind people the good thing you did earlier in the season.
Right.
It usually bodes well.
Usually.
Yeah.
But sometimes it is like, okay, we get it. We remember you said it that.
Do more good stuff that it's not your only thing.
It's interesting that Coco is in the bottom in this good group. I didn't think she was that bad.
I don't either.
I thought it would have been like, this group wins, you're all safe.
Yeah.
They didn't declare a winner, did they?
They did.
Scarlett won.
Sorry, between the two groups.
Between the two groups.
And I like that they did individual judging, but it's weird that there was never a declared winner. So who gets the Grammy? Look at Coco.
Coco's lovely.
She looks unreal in purple.
She's
so
beautiful.
Gorgeous and pretty.
She was so radiant in every moment of performance. Who cares if her prom dress wasn't like elevated
Big
or whatever?
Mistake.
Right.
Like, who cares?
Huge. Yeah, that I don't agree with Coco being in the bottom at all. Like, I get it. Okay, you didn't sing that good. But it's like, no part of me was like, yikes, this sounds bad.
They were really harping on, like, why'd you sing?
And then when you hear it, it's like, that sounds good. Even if it's auto-tune or whatever, like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Michelle's, like, I get why she would bring it up. But with each person, like, you were fun to work with. You struggled. Like, if she struggled, but the result was good...
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, who cares? A drag queen has to, like, get it on the first take.
Yeah.
And also decorate a chaise lounge corner for a
and
hotel
also,
suite.
Also, your grandmother's here, and you have to make her look like your sister.
Yeah, and we will be harsh because she's old.
Yeah.
And your sister's young.
It just felt like your grandmother really couldn't walk in heels. And
she can't.
Really upsetting.
Yeah, she can't. She told everyone both her legs are broken, and you made her do it anyway.
So now we're kind of randomly just kind of watching the second group, our 3.5 men. They were fine and good. I did think the other group was better. Remember they had a lot of horny moments in this one where they're like squeezing each other's tits.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hip titty, titty, or toe, toe, hip, hip, titty, titty, crown.
That.
Tiara, that. Sorry.
Tiara.
Toe, toe, hip, hip, titty, titty, tiara.
Yeah. Look at Maxie. Maxie looks great.
That's a really fun,
really great look.
Is this, maybe you guys can speak to it, like the chest plate breast thing?
Sure.
Is this sort of like becoming... It maybe is it new or newer? Or now it looks like everyone has it.
I feel like it used to be like, oh wow, you're a breast queen, and I think like a lot of people have them now.
I love it so much.
Good. When they look good, they look incredible.
I buy it completely.
Yes,
it's so fun when they're doing quick drag and you can see the like the turtleneck.
Yeah, the huge line.
yeah,
yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, you just put it on a necklace and a cool bikini top, and I genuinely can't tell.
And I cannot tell at all.
By the way, their quick drag was so drag.
Yeah,
their quick
great.
Drag, it was like, you must have had more than 10, 20, 15 minutes. This was maybe. Drag.
Yeah, it was. It was like realized looks.
Maxie on the ground.
I like breastplates. I think Maxie wears it really well. Sometimes they can make it look like it's choking you, right. Like Tamisha Iman.
Right.
I love the big titties. What are you talking
but
about? Her
sometimes
video.
Sometimes it like chokes her. I feel like, where it's
when
like
you sit down, it raises up.
Feel free to disagree.
Being choked by tits.
Funny.
That's the best thing
funny.
In the world.
Dream come true.
Especially because it's usually paired with like a big necklace.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yes.
It's there's just like no space between your like chin and your tits.
Right. Right. I love titties. It.
Such a good time. Okay, so now we're seeing she's too much in the middle of it, everything. She's dancing. She's the center.
Yeah. I wanted to think of it as like, hey, if someone has a skill, someone can do backflips, I'm sending you to do backflips
you
the whole time.
You gotta do backflips.
But it does look, I think the critique was right, even if it wasn't her intention. She is literally fanned by the other three.
Right.
Totally.
Like, you guys just like sway back and forth. I'll do this, and this.
Totally. Yeah.
But I do, if you have a skill, I want to see it, and this is your chance to show it. But like, is there a way to do it and not pull forward?
There's a way. There's
the only thing I forgot to say, one funny thing Scarlett said during rehearsal was, I want everyone to have their moment to add input.
Oh my God, yes. Yep.
And some of the input was dumb.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
So
that's
funny.
Really funny.
That was great.
The truth.
That's the truth.
That is
the
so truth. Funny.
We've all been there where you like have to, you're building something together.
Right.
It makes me think of school more than anything, where you're just like, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Maybe.
It takes a very like delicate approach of like, how do I not take this person's suggestion?
Right.
Yeah.
Without telling them they're idiotic.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Oh, cool.
Let's think on that.
And until then, let's go this direction. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, okay.
Mono, that's our job.
I was just about to say, I feel we feel it. I feel it, but the older you get, the more you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I can let go of that thought.
It's easy to let go.
I've got 50 more.
Right. Yeah. What was I saying? Yeah, I have other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, I got other stuff.
That idea was stinky. In 5 minutes, I'll have 80 more stinky ideas.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Let's just keep rolling.
And hopefully one not too stinky.
Not too stinky. Okay. What else do I have to say? What about this note moment? This note.
Who did it?
Watch out. The watch out note.
Who did it?
I believed this episode had a couple of
a big
our chains
twist.
Were yanked.
Yanked.
Yeah, they yanked
hard.
Us.
They yanked us twice.
We
they got
yanked
us.
Hard.
I did believe Keita.
Keita me.
When she said that also, this is so stupid, but it was written in green and she wore a lot of green.
Dude, it was her. But then she was like, it wasn't me.
I wouldn't
me.
Be
I
shocked
it was
if she was
me.
Like, oh, I did do it.
Yeah. Are they on the same like scene, Art and Coco? Do they, does anyone, like,
they
are they from the same town?
Right? Oh.
I guess if that lady, that witch had a chance to insult Coco
what
that way.
What if we find out that witch is the mayor?
And it's the lizard from Rescuers Down Under.
Jenny, thanks.
And then the weird like seagull shows up.
Yeah.
Funny, and he got a fly in him.
Yeah. The seagull from Little Mermaid. He shows up. He's like
Whoa.
Crosses. He's part of the multiverse.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Gully. Scully?
Melbin.
Gully.
Okay, so I guess they're from their artist from Melbourne.
Melbourne.
And I'll probably be wrong.
Because I wonder if that was like what she's getting at. Is like, you know, I'm gone from here, but I'll make your life hell back home.
Oh my God, imagine that.
I'll ruin your fucking life.
I'll fucking ruin your life.
I mean, it's two words that we can read a lot into.
True.
That. Okay, well, here's a question in terms of notes, right?
Because what if there was a big, like, can of paint above her head?
Uh-huh.
Above my
she was opening a door and there was a can of paint on top.
And he was like, watch out. There's paint above your head.
That paint can is teetering.
It's teetering, dude.
Oh, I should look up what Bogan means.
We just watched Home Alone last night.
Oh, and it fucked Betsy up.
It messed me up. It's weird watching a Christmas movie in May.
Yeah.
You almost were going to say no to it, and I think it was like, that would be weird too.
Right.
If Betsy said no to Home Alone.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say I'm going to talk about it in therapy.
You sure. You got to. Okay, so we're about to talk about this runway, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to talk about the note really quick too. What was a bigger Drag Race moment? This note or the note in All Stars 3? If you remember, there was a note drama where
she insulted
Trixie had a note from Thorgy that said, like, fuck that bitch Shangela or something. Mm-hmm. And Shangela finds it and it tears them apart.
Well, doesn't she like put it up?
Yes.
She glues it to a wall.
Yeah. If it was between you two, why'd you put it up? What's a bigger note? Shangela. What's a bigger note drama? I mean, that was pretty big.
I mean that.
I think that one.
I think this one will come back. I don't think we're done with the note.
Dude, mm-hmm.
I mean,
Yes. Yes. More notes are going to happen.
Speaking of our absolute ultimate queen, Shangela, in the next week thing where it looks like someone's jumping out of a pile of rubble. I was like, if it's Shangela, I will die of happiness.
Cool.
Hallelujah. Oh my God. It would just be shit and piss everywhere.
It would just be a bunch of fucking piss and shit.
Oh God.
Everybody would just be shit.
It's so hard when Mono's happy. There's so much shit everywhere.
I get so excited. I mean, I tried to blame it on this dog.
I know.
But Wilma can't piss and shit this much.
That big. I pick her shit up with my own hand. I would know if it was her. It's not her shit.
And they're just like, there's like clear, there's like human toys in my shit. Not dog
human
toys.
A bunch of cereal box prizes.
Car keys.
I was looking for these.
There they are.
Damn
come
it.
On,
no. Yeah, I guess it's like TBD, which is the bigger note drama.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think
TBD.
Note might come back.
Oh, shit.
Or what if person popping out wrote the note?
Ooh.
Or, you know, what if it's art? What
yes.
if, or, you know.
I hope we get a comeback challenge because I feel like literally all three of the queens who've gone home, I would like to see more from.
Right.
Who was the first
one? The first one was, oh God, what's her name? She was lovely. Oh God, hold on. Jojo Zaho.
Oh yes.
Oh, right.
She was lovely. It was sad to see her go.
Yes.
We didn't get to a chance.
We didn't get a chance.
We could have had something beautiful.
Right.
Is this happening every season? Do we forget people like this?
Early on, yes.
Okay.
I think early on, yes. And I think we've just been so inundated. Like
right.
Let's talk about, we emotionally invested so much in season 13.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's almost
yeah.
like jumping to a new relationship after this 5-month relationship with season
right.
13.
That's a very good point.
It's
And in 2 weeks, we'll be obsessed and like never remember a time where we didn't know some
sure.
of the queens. And but it's
oh,
weird.
Right,
it's
we
a weird
also
feeling.
Watched UK.
Yeah.
Oh my
season
God.
Two. Like
yeah.
my brain is. It's oozing out of my ears.
My heart's like a little too full of drag. So it's like. I'm not cynical. I love it all so much, but like, it's harder to be like, ooh, this is special.
Yeah. It doesn't have the
right.
scarcity value.
Right.
Yeah.
But champagne problems
exactly.
over
here.
That whole damn thing. Okay. So I looked at what Bogan means because I didn't know what it meant. I mean, I use context clues, but just so we know, mm-hmm. the meaning, the full definition I'm getting is boorish and uncouth.
Oh, cool.
The most significant word to be created in Australian English in the past 40 years.
A Bogan.
Defined
wow.
as an uncultured and unsophisticated person.
Wow.
So
fun.
Because
I was like, these people seem fun.
Yeah.
These wait, are I the best hang people. Out with these people.
Yeah. I had heard it before and thought of it as a like an Australian like redneck. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That made sense to me. I was like, okay, Bogan. Which I think that's kind of fun. Like there's a lot of Australian or down under culture that is like, we're trash.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm really enjoying.
Love, love,
love
that.
It.
Yeah.
That's, I think, just like a like fun turns of phrase and stuff
yes.
like that, where it just kind of feels like everyone's in on it. Maybe,
yes.
maybe British or UK drag had a similar thing where it was just like, I love all these phrases that you guys are saying. It feels very like casual.
Yes.
You don't mm-hmm. have to be very buttoned up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Great.
Love
all
it.
For it.
I don't ever want to be buttoned.
So I guess
up.
We're going to like chirp and burp these looks. Now, okay. Here's what's complicated.
Chirp and burp. So chirp if we like it, burp
yes.
if we don't.
Yes, because we're the only podcast on the internet. And the thing is.
I tried to burp for real. Is that oh, the meanest thing to do?
Ha
ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Misophonia. Ha ha. So, okay. So here's the thing.
Okay.
Do we chirp and burp these based on the standard set by like season 13 or just like by what we like or don't like?
Like or don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing
I
we can
I think
do.
I can remember season 13.
Okay, great.
Well,
good.
Season 13 was a lot of like, I don't think you sewed that or,
oh,
or
yes.
absolutely not.
Even designed it. Like this is a professionally like 3D
is-
printed model of a dress.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That was my impression of
season so
13 by
it.
The end. Just like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, holy shit.
You're wearing whoa. A house. You're wearing like the worth of a house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think we can
I
compare.
I think like or
okay,
not.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So coming up first on this
yeah, make
runway,
it big.
We've got et cetera, et cetera. In this like pink jumpsuit moment.
Fun.
Very Fergalicious.
I am tweet, tweet, chirp.
Chirping it?
I like it. It's funny. I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to second that chirp.
It's funny. I love how they all have missing teeth, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
many of them are like, oh, okay, Bogan.
I'm gonna be a monster and burp it. Because
Mono.
It's a Juicy Couture sweatsuit
but
from like
funny.
2002. It is
and
funny.
Trashy.
It is funny and trashy. I like the I like it all, but... I don't know.
Fine, burp
can
it.
Can we off game tweet her confessional look?
Yeah, because
yes,
those
sweet.
Earrings,
yes.
Sweet,
earrings are
sweet.
Great.
The whole color scheme is awesome. I just thought it was funny. you paused it on that line before where she said, "My nails are so long, I can't
wipe
my
ass."
That kind of sold it. Sold the look.
Okay, great. So we have two chirps.
Chirpy.
I'm burping it. I live. I live. Okay.
Okay,
next
okay, here
up,
we go.
We have Coco Jumbo.
Like, funny in the coming out of the bush.
Yeah.
I think you could have pushed that a little bit harder, Coco. That's just me when it
right.
comes to a bit. Push
I,
it a little harder. I will, I'm burping this one.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to chirp, chirp, because my first thought was like, oh, that's funny. She was like, in my impression, this speaks to my life, giving head in a bush.
Very funny.
And that's funny. But I,
joyful.
I, now that you say it, Boots, I agree completely. It would be funny if she had like a bloody knee or,
yeah,
you know, like,
something
yeah.
to be like, oh, we know
when
what
you're
you
leaning on a bunch of sticks and rocks, your knee, sometimes your knees
dude,
get a little messed up.
Knees hurt.
Yeah. Cause I love the idea of it, but the dress just isn't but very
chirp.
Good. I'll, sorry. I'll just say,
yeah, still Coco Jumbo.
This is, okay. I'm going to burp it. I love the
Mono.
Hair.
Mono, what's
I
it
like
going to take?
Hair.
This dress is pretty plain. She looks so good
yeah,
in
I
it,
think,
though.
Like, if she had bloody knees or something, that would be so funny.
I love her legs. Like, I love her face. I like, but the dress is pretty plain.
Also, it feels
purple
like everybody else
yeah.
brought it in the trashier element, you
mm-hmm.
know?
She's chewing gum.
I'm just to be, I'm gonna, okay, okay. Oh God, her face is so good.
I
feel
mean,
like
yeah.
I've given her chirps before based on how gorgeous she is.
She's beautiful.
Of course.
She looks so good. So I'm just gonna be burp it and be a bad man.
Burp, 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 burp.
But oh, I love her.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I think you guys are right. I just was, my impression when watching it.
Anita Wiggle it.
Anita
chirp,
Wiggle
chirp,
it.
Chirp, 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 chirp. It's so funny. And her walk is funny. I had a kid.
I thought that was a little weird. The dress is, it kind of looks like something just like a lady would wear.
Yeah.
It didn't feel super,
her, it's not super
from
special.
The neck up, she, I think, is killing it. She looks, it's like a John Waters yes. character.
She kept scratching her puss.
I think it's funny.
I think she's selling the whole thing, but I don't think the dress is, I literally, like, yeah. I maybe right. had that dress.
I know what you mean. It is.
Wait, Gilly, you're wearing it right now.
Right. I definitely have the dress.
Yeah, it's pretty plain. And like, is the dress funny?
Funny.
Is it funny bad or is just kind of bad?
I don't think it's funny bad.
I think it's funny bad. Like, I could see this dress in Drop Dead Gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
Dunst's character wearing it.
But they would have like taken it further, I feel like. She would have been like some weird milkmaid or something. Like,
yeah.
I think from the neck up, it's all funny. What is the purse? It's like a can.
Is it a can?
Because Michelle was like, it could double as a gas can.
I like the cigarette earrings. That's funny.
Cigarette earrings are funny, and they're about a second pair are about to follow.
Oh, bacon grease catcher.
Bacon, yeah, good one.
I think she's fantastic, but I'm just gonna be fair and burp it.
Wow. I'm burping it.
Two burps, one chirp.
She's my favorite so far.
Her performance is fantastic.
I'm dying to know more about her life.
Scratching your jiny is funny. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is crazy. It almost looks a little saggy, but I love it.
I think it's chirp, chirp, dude.
It does have a weird shape, but who cares? It's a big chirp.
It is a big chirp. I mean, the necklace of...
And being like, they're menthol, so it's very expensive.
That was freaking
yes!
funny.
Wine bag, purse.
Wine purse, yes.
Which apparently yes. they had a funny word for. What was the... They used a funny word for it. I'll have to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that was a chirp. I like this. That was weird and funny and...
Chirp.
Pretty.
Yes, it hit everything.
Okay. Electra says she's elevating her drag with this look. And I have to say,
I am. I don't hate it.
That was a cool move. Skull your beer.
Skull your beer.
Sculling a beer was
without
cool.
your hands.
The makeup is pretty horrifying, I would say. And I'm being a mean person when I say this. She looks like she got in a fight. but maybe that's the Bogan thing.
But that would have been a funny move of like coming out all bloody. Like, you know.
See, it should have been a little bit more pushed then for me.
It was a burp for me, but not like an exceptionally big burp.
Right,
it was just like.
It didn't pop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't stand out.
Agreed.
I'll burp it. I think the mixture of stuff she added on the bottom actually made it look not good.
I think you're right. And that's actually also making it 80s a little bit. Like a little.
Yes.
I'm going to.
Cindy Loppy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which could be a Bogan thing.
It yeah, we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know. But we are dumb Americans.
Are
and we're
we
going to tell our opinions.
Are we?
We're definitely.
We are
American
not,
Bogans.
Not in the mouth, but outside everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have all our teeth.
Kita mean giving Kita this mean. Neon.
Big burp from me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm burping too because I also was like, I don't know what a Bogan is, but this certainly doesn't look like what other people are Boganing.
Right.
Like,
right.
Uh-huh. I love the color. I like that wig. But yeah, altogether, it looks like an Adore Delano season 6 look.
Oh, yeah.
Which would, you know, when you're like, oh, this dress doesn't fit, I better put a little jacket on top.
I wonder too, and I encourage this completely. Sometimes it feels like when they don't do super well in the challenge, it's like, did you maybe have that dress and you were like, great, I don't have to do anything for this challenge.
I wonder.
This could kind of maybe sort of work.
Yeah.
Because this is so not the thing at all. And again, fully support. Recycle, reuse.
Yes.
Yeah. Reduce, redrag,
fart.
Retuck, refuck.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a burp. It's a burp. But
it's
she's
burp.
Great. Her face looks really good.
I like her. Love
this
it.
She's shield.
Love so, it. Big old fanny pack.
Biggest fanny pack in the world. It's almost obscene.
This is stupid.
And Michelle was like, said something funny of like, she could put her whole fanny in that fanny pack or something.
Did they say to follow your grunt?
Yeah, gunt. Was it?
Oh, gunt. Gunt. It sounds gut, more gut. Like gut. Yeah.
Gunt.
Gut. Yeah. I've never heard gut. That word, but it's one of those words where you're like, that's a nasty gunt. Word.
It's yes, really
just
gross.
Feels nasty.
Anything that's a wet part of the body.
Is like, ugh.
Yeah, there's moisture gunt. Wherever that body part is.
There's it's this wild horror gunt. Movie called Society, uh-huh. and the like climax part is this crazy scene, and they call it the shunt. and it gross. It's so we gotta watch it. Buddy.
I want to watch it,
Gilly. You would lose your
do
mind.
Do not
in a bad
watch
way.
This. Yeah. It's a shunt is like something medical. They say it on Grey's Anatomy a
really?
Lot.
Really?
Oh.
But I don't know what
they say. Shunt a lot
is.
On Grey's yeah, Anatomy. Yes. They're nasty.
They're
shit.
Sick.
Grey's Anatomy, you're nasty.
That show about Meredith Grunt.
I'm chirping this. I think it's a great look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna chirp it. I think it, you know, it's that there's wig. There's some silly parts of it, but like I love the jacket, I love the hair, I love the fanny pack. I gotta give it a chirp.
Love yeah. it.
Big
love
chirp.
The gold tights.
Gold yeah. and color, like every color, it's very pleasing to the eye.
Oh,
there's
Maxie.
My mom's friend.
Yes.
She's a treat. She is so cute. Okay, and I think, here's next. Karen from Finance.
Frilly jumper.
Yes.
Very fun. I'm a chirp.
Love that she has no friends, but isn't a loser.
But isn't a loser?
That was really funny.
I got no friends.
That
and
was
I'm
funny.
Certainly not a loser.
That's a very
it's so
specific.
Funny.
I think maybe what her talent is like coming up with really specific characters.
Yes.
This is a great, and
except
this is a good
for
example.
Dolly Parton.
Oh,
yeah.
oh boy,
really,
her Dolly
really
Parton.
Shit there.
I said it before, but her Dolly Parton was closer to Jennifer Coolidge.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Than the Jennifer
yes.
Coolidge.
It was a crime. It was a crime.
It was a crime.
It was weird.
She gave us the COVID vaccine, and you're going to do that to
yeah,
her?
Yeah, how
Karen?
Dare you?
Karen?
Come on.
Karen?
Please
Karen.
Have some respect.
And honestly, yeah, it's like, okay, we can't. But it's like, it was nice. It was a nice moment of like, not revenge, but just like, okay, good. The fact that they can't, like a lot of Aussies can't do a great American accent uh-huh. is sweet justice for us
yeah, yeah.
doing our terrible down under
very
accents.
Very good.
Yes.
Our
yes.
accent's so stupid and probably really hard to do.
It's gotta yeah. be nuts.
So arrogant about it of like, this is home base and everyone
well,
else
I
is weird.
I don't have an accent. I'll tell you that.
I don't. I talk.
I do not have an accent.
Normal. I like that this is like 80s. Karen's look is like 80s times three.
Yes.
It's
yes.
really fucking stupid, crazy 80s.
It's
blown
so
out.
Fun.
And that's why this is like for me a lot better than like Electra's, which was just like, oh, that's just a bad dress
that's,
from the 80s.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Yeah.
That
and this
good.
Is just so specific.
Yes. So it's a
not generalized.
Chirp. It's a chirp.
Chirpy chirp.
So here we go. The final lap. Here's what happens. Scarlett wins. We have et cetera, safe, as well
and
as Karen safe.
Safe.
And then we have some bottom moments. We have some critiques. Ultimately, bottom two becomes Coco Jumbo and Electra. What'd y'all think?
Right. Which is what they were talking about in the beginning of the episode.
Oh, crazy.
Because they're both like, we're both such good lip syncers, which they are. Wow.
And they've both lip-synced before.
They both lip-synced before.
Do you think someone else should have been in the bottom? Or, like, what do we think? Because it could Maxie could have been in the bottom, potentially.
Maxie could have.
I'm like,
they
glad.
They see what we see, though.
Okay, this moment was crazy, too.
Yeah.
Where she was like, your performance was rough. Grr. Oh. Take a bite out of crime. You're safe.
Yeah. Like, she was Rue was getting wild with the little, like, you brought the light, but then put sunglasses on, or whatever her
thing is.
Of like, here's a this, and now here's the this.
Uh-huh.
Rue is having a good time. This
They're
episode.
Heightening, it feels like. Yeah, she did the whole, like, Ruff the Crime Dog commercial.
Yes. yes.
Which I don't think means anything to people down under.
Right,
no,
right.
No, that only means something to, like, now people like
right.
us. Where
yeah.
it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that commercial.
Yeah.
I don't think it should have been Maxie, but it didn't feel like Coco or Electra were like the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember anybody's name, so I think who should have been there instead.
Like, it frankly could have been Kidamine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But
big
I mean,
agree.
She really brought it. in the performance.
So did they.
That's true. They did too.
Yeah, they were bummed. They were bummed. And Coco is visibly bummed that she's in the bottom. She's like, what the fuck?
That sucks.
This sucks. Now, I thought this lip sync was super duper fun.
It was great.
Can I just say, for Coco, the lip sync started while RuPaul was saying all of her Bill of Rights. She did that thing. Some people just listen. Like, yes, you will lip sync for your life. Mm-hmm. Coco, look at her hands.
Immediately.
Look at her face.
Immediately.
She started the performance that moment, and it is so much more fun when people do it like they're a gladiator going into the arena.
Yes.
It's so, like, what a blessing.
Look at Coco.
My butt was wiggling watching this. Yes. Shake Your Groove Thing is a great song.
Incredible song.
Shake Your Groove Thing.
I was screaming. Double save.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a good moment for one. I really, because, you know, you're just, what you want your favorite to win.
Right.
They both
did great. It is wild, like, because I feel we felt this in UK season two as well. And the first UK, like, everybody was doing so well.
Yeah.
That, because I feel a lot of times in the US version, there are a couple of clunkers immediately, and you're like, great, knock them out.
You can almost tell from their workroom entrance.
you're like, oh, you're toast.
Bye-bye.
That's kind of like a weird thing with first seasons, I think, in general. Like, first seasons in general, I'll say American, US, this for sure, they're like, they almost put too many heavy hitters on to, like, help. It feels like to help the franchise.
Right. Mm.
Get people invested in this franchise by showing, like, how much talent there is here.
Right.
That's good. That's smart.
Yeah. But I thought Coco kind of gave more genre, the genre.
Yeah, it was very.
Yeah.
What is that? Is it disco?
I think it's disco.
I think it's disco.
Given disco for sure. Look at that face.
And I think they both did great, but I was like, she's doing more the genre. I thought Coco should have stayed over Elektra.
Yeah.
I mean, if they both stayed great, but if I had to pick, I would have picked Coco.
Yeah.
If you really made me pick, I would have picked Elektra. I love
that spin into a split. Man.
I'm a sucker for tricks.
I'm such a sucker
for tricks. The athleticism is insane.
And when she humped, she did a death drop and then did like humpy hips from the ground. She kind of had me there.
Did it make you think?
Oh, yeah.
It made me think, Wilma, be quiet. That's like, I always think that when I'm watching drag.
I'm always like, Wilma,
And I just want to apologize for my stomach right now. I haven't eaten in 96 hours.
Yeah, I would have given it to Elektra, but what I really, really want was a double save. Coco was radiating. There was like beams of beautiful magic coming from her.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess that doesn't mean she should win.
I don't know how everyone identifies, but I am bummed to see less visible representation and inclusion. I'm not seeing a lot.
Oh boy. Right. This is no good.
This is not good. Does not bode well, especially with some of the scandals these girls are surviving.
Oh man, that sucks.
I know. It's horrible. It's terrible. I don't know how to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it explicitly because I have nothing to add that's new besides that sucks, boo. And I want to keep watching this series even with those mistakes. I hope these girls actually educate themselves on the mistakes they've made. Oh, other crazy thing. Isn't it crazy that on this series, they walk the other way off stage?
Just
they
like the toilet goes the other way.
It's Aussie.
It's the other side of the road.
It's an emergency. It's an Mr. Prime Minister. What?
That's funny. I didn't notice
Wow.
It just doesn't. See, she calls her Alexis.
Did I say Alexis?
Oh, shit. She's like, I don't give a fucking shit, dude.
It just doesn't feel right that she has star power.
Right.
And so I don't care if that dress wasn't good.
Maybe she comes back.
I don't think
she
should have been in the bottom.
Back.
That would be great. Who's under the pile of weird stuff in the next episode?
Shangela.
I hope that person had to stay there for like the whole night.
They can't pop up. They're just like cramped.
Help me.
Oh, no, I found it comfortable. I found something comfortable.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Pretty nice. It's pretty
One of the queens is like, that's my grandma.
Hey, baby.
It's a dingo. Oh, controversial.
I loved that Snatch Game move.
Fully endorse it. it.
I thought it was funny.
Loved
I thought it was funny
it.
Because I'm far away from the trauma.
That's bad.
But I mean, Betsy, you brought up a good point being like, I mean, Casey Anthony would make us laugh.
It would be so
for
funny.
A Smash game.
I would laugh so hard. I would lose my mind.
I would do exactly that kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. That.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if Anita can make seatbelt jokes, I mean,
right?
That is really on the edge of taste.
I thought it was hilarious.
Made me laugh, but similar.
Made me laugh. bestiality jokes. The corgis and the peanut butter.
That is very funny.
I guess it does kind of help that she was able to hop around, because if you lived in seatbelt Princess Diana. Is right. dead.
I know
that would not right. be as funny, but like right? just a little jab and then recede
right
is the key. So it's like, yeah, do Casey Anthony. My baby died in a pool. No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
I like to party.
I work at Universal Studios. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Don't check the trunk of my car.
Don't
Wait,
do
just
it.
Kidding. It
okay,
was never
check.
There.
Yeah. What yeah. are you talking? I never had a kid.
Except Dolce for this. Vita. I'm pregnant
I mean,
right
Dolce
now.
Dolce Vita.
Dolce
La Dolce Vita. The tattoo.
Sweet life.
She has a sweet life tattoo. That was scientifically applied to her body days after her baby was gone.
Yeah.
That's so
really
funny.
Wild.
I don't know if I knew or remembered. That's hilarious.
thank
Murderers
you.
Are so funny.
Sorry. Murderers are
so hilarious.
Sorry.
Murders. If we got anything wrong, tell me. Educate
me. Yeah, let Mina really have
Yes. by interacting with me at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram or... If you really want to educate me, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts telling me how fucking stupid and wrong I was.
Yeah.
We love it. We need it. We appreciate it. What do you guys want to promote, huh? What do my lovely friends want to promote?
Mono, I'll promote our podcast.
Promote our podcast.
We got a podcast called We Love Trash. It's on Patreon. And yeah, me and Mono just scream about awesome trashy things.
That.
Yeah.
And watch Golden Arm.
And watch Golden Arm. A movie I'm in just came out called Golden Arm. You can rent it on or buy it on iTunes and Amazon. Anywhere you can get movies. Get it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And Gilly.
Oh God. I will say I wrote on a show called The Other Two that's now
yes.
on HBO Max.
Yes.
And it's really good.
It's
and
really
it was
good.
Hard to find before. So less hard to find now. So
Yay!
You should watch it.
And yes. it is such a good show.
It's a great show.
And in a couple months, me and Gilly will have another show we both worked on.
We work together. Oh. I get to look at Mono in a little box on Zoom all day.
Oh, it's so crazy.
It's the best. It really Yay. Is crazy.
It's wonderful.
And then last thing I'll promote is getting a puppy. Puppies. Cute, aren't they?
Well,
this episode is sponsored by puppies.
Puppies.
They're
nice.
They're pretty good.
She's asleep now.
Oh, now she's asleep, little bunger. Okay, thank you all so much for listening. Till next week, boy beaches.
Stella about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Original.